Peter, James, and John experienced the glory of the Lord. Moses said this, "Please show me your glory." If we just had the same heart cry as Moses, if we just wanted to be in his presence like that. Moses wanted to see God. He desired to be near him. He longed to be in his presence. And because he did, the glory of God shined upon his face and others saw it.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so delighted to have you join us today on Truth in Fact, and we are in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 17, and verse 1 says, "Now after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light." Isn't that incredible? Peter, James, and John experienced something on that mountain. They experienced the very glory of God. They saw his glory. When Jesus was in prayer, in the presence of the Father, we find that a change took place. There was a metamorphosis. There was a change. His glory began to show forth. What was on the inside was revealed on the outside. It was already there. Why was it revealed? Well, it was revealed on the outside to be seen by Peter, James, and John. Jesus wanted them to see this, and if he didn't, he would not have invited them to go with him. There was something Jesus wanted them to see, and that was his glory. My friend, there is something that Jesus wants to show to a lost and dying world. He wants to show them his glory. How does he do that? He does that through his church. But his church cannot be used to express God unless they first have God. You cannot express something that you do not have. And the reason Jesus was able to reveal his glory was because that's who he was. It was the essence of who he is. God desires to express himself through Christians. He wants the world to see that God is alive. I know there's a movie out saying that God is not dead. I had a friend of mine say, of course he's not dead. I just talked to him a few minutes ago. Amen. He wants them to see, to taste, and to see that the Lord is good. If the church is not full of God, then how can it express God to a lost and dying world? If it's not full of God, then how can it express or show forth his glory? You see, we must first obtain it before it can be revealed. And before it can be manifest, we must first be transformed. There must be a metamorphosis taking place in our lives. And that metamorphosis will be hindered until we come to the place that we have come to the end of ourselves. Jesus said in just a few verses before this in Matthew 16 and 24, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself." Oh, wait a minute. A lot of people don't like that word, but Jesus said you have to deny yourself and take up your cross and then follow him. It's the working of the Holy Spirit in us that brings us to a nothingness. All the while this nothingness is taking place, God is transforming us into the image of his Son. It's a progression of sanctification or Christ-likeness. It's a continual renewing of our hearts. It's being transformed by the renewing of your mind as you continually desire to have more of him. As John said, he must increase and I must decrease. It's being poor in spirit. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." This is what God desires to do and is doing in our lives. Some more than others. It all depends on our willingness. It depends on our faith. It depends on if we really want God. Do we really want to be changed? This change comes from within, not from without. So many say they want to change, but deep inside, they really don't because they love their lives too much.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.